This is Tony Musolo from Restrained, and you're listening to Shout It Out Loudcast with Tom and Zeus, home of No Foot Rub Kiss Talk.
That's right. We're back with another episode of Dorm Damage, the show where anything and everything is on the table and the table does get smashed. This week, what does overrated mean? Oh. Zeus, let's talk about overrated bands. And what does overrated mean?
Yeah, exactly. Overrated. You can call all our favorite bands overrated in some people's eyes. Oh, Kiss is overrated. Zeppelin's overrated.
Yep.
Okay, fine. We have our own personal ones. And Tom, this is my personal opinion, if that's okay with you.
Well, it doesn't sound like people, you're doing any, it doesn't sound like you're doing any business, but
yeah, I'm sorry. I'm telling people it's not fact. It's just my opinion.
In addition to the multiple bands that you enjoy in the Niagara Falls area, it's
exactly. So I looked at it. You know, when we say bands, we mean artists, musicians, whatever. Yeah. Yeah. So we came up with 10 each artists that we think are overrated.
Yeah. So for me, this is how I define overrated for me. Is overrated doesn't necessarily mean bad, although there are some on my list that are bad that I don't like. Overrated to me just means that these bands have almost become so iconic, so cultish with their fans that people like forget that their music is like not that good. if that makes sense. They sell out stadiums or they sell records, or when they tour, people like lose their mind. I'm like, okay, like these guys aren't bad, but I can name like 20 bands in my opinion, can I say that? I know we're not supposed to say that. So overrated to me, again, means like, okay, I get it. These guys are good, but these guys are not that good. Like that's just me. And I know I am going to piss off probably a large swath of people with my list here. I'm sure you are too.
Yeah, but I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
So let's start off. My number 10.
So hold on. Let me interrupt you. Are these in any kind of order? Like most?
No, they're all fucking all over the place.
Okay. All right. Me too.
So number 10 for me is a band called Blink 182.
Oh, good call.
What the fuck have they done? They got that little small things. And because their drummer had tattoos before really a lot of people had tattoos. And
what are you talking about? Travis Barker's awesome. Oh, so cool. He's got a neck tattoo.
And he's like with one of the Kardashians. I don't know which one or whatever. I don't get it. What the fuck did they do besides having the hot porn style on one of their album covers?
Oh yeah. I agree. I don't get it.
They're like a poor man's Green Day without the fucking songs.
Which is a perfect segue
into
my number 10. And I have a physical reaction to the fact that this fucking band is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And that is Green Day. I don't get it. Again, I'm not going to say they're bad. I still think Dookie was a huge album. It's beaten into the ground. I don't have to listen to it, but I don't get it. The pop punk thing to me, it doesn't stand the test of time. It doesn't age well. And them being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a mystery to me. It just is.
I disagree. I like them.
That's fine.
I think I can, go through their catalog
yep.
and give you each album and name you a bunch of songs off each album that are really good.
That's fair.
So I will say, in my opinion, I think they've still got pretty good shit. You know, obviously we know the hits off of Dookie.
Yeah.
But, you know, their follow-up, Insomniac, has fucking Brain Stew.
What about Nimrod?
Geek Stink Breath.
Geek Stink Breath is actually not bad. That's actually not a bad song. Yeah,
and then you start getting into, you know, the obviously American Idiot.
American Idiot, yep.
Yeah, and you start going down. I mean, I find, Holiday is one of my favorite songs. I fucking love it. Boulevard Broken Dreams is great. The Seinfeld song, Wake Me Up, Good Riddance, whatever it's fucking called. Like, they have a bunch of songs. But the opposite, I would say, Blink 182. I don't fucking know anything from them other than that. All the small things, whatever.
All the small things.
Yeah.
Like,
just exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So number 9 for me, staying on that level, I get it. You have an attractive front man.
Uh-oh.
Maroon 5? It's because they've sold so many records. And they're considered like kind of a rock pop band.
Yep.
Like, I don't get it either. Like, where's the songs?
Well, I think Maroon 5 came out at the right time when, like, pop, I don't want to say rock, but like that, like you said, attractive, radio friendly, accessible pop music came out when music became real, like, because just watered down.
Because their lead singer is a pop star.
Yep.
That's why. How the fuck they said Maroon 5? No.
You're being kind here. I have some heavy hitters on my list.
Okay.
Go ahead. You still done shitting on Maroon 5?
Maroon 5 is my number 9.
Okay. Oh, God. I'm trying to do my list in order of, like, my number 1 is going to piss off the most people. So I want to kind of do it. And I want to do it in, like, reverse order of who I'm going to piss off. I said this before at the very beginning, that this does not mean I don't like these bands. And this does not mean this is going to be a tough one here, because I know you're going to sit there and go, what the hell's the matter with you and everybody else?
That's all right.
Gasp. Okay.
That's what makes it fun.
Okay. I like this band. Okay. I'm a hits guy. So you call me what you want. And I understand their impact, their influence.
Restrained?
No, they're not on my list. They're on my underrated list when we do that episode.
Ooh, Restrained.
I understand their impact, et cetera, et cetera. Black Sabbath. I'm sorry. And what I mean by that is there is some stuff in their catalog that I get it, Tony Iommi. I get it, the godfathers of heavy metal, of sludge metal, doom metal, Ozzy. I get it. Some of that shit just sounds like absolute ass when you put it on right now. I like it. I own Black Sabbath records. I get it. I prefer Dio era Sabbath. To me, much more.
You don't like Ozzy.
No. I love Blizzard of Oz and Diary. Just because Randy Rhoads and those songs are incredible. After that, I'm not a big fan of Ozzy. Sabbath era Ozzy. I don't like it. I know people are going to be like, you're an idiot, and that's okay. Because, like you said at the beginning, probably all my favorite bands people consider overrated. Kiss, Rush, Metallica, Zeppelin. But that's okay. Mm-hmm.
Because they're big hitters.
Exactly. Yes.
So the thing I would say to you about Black Sabbath is I don't have them on my list, but I kind of agree with you.
Yep.
Because they have hit this level that, okay, they were innovators.
They were.
They have some big songs. I'm sorry. I'm not fucking like it's just they're not as good as everybody.
Oh, guys, you got to put on the Sabotage album. No skips. Okay. There are plenty of skips, by the way.
Which will lead me to my number 8.
Uh-oh.
And my number 8. Again, there are some songs I like by them, but it's the same thing as you just had on your number 9. And that's Motorhead.
Oh, dude, let me cut you off. I removed Motorhead from my list to put Black Sabbath on it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think I did the same with the opposite.
Yep.
Lemmy.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Well, Lemmy.
I think those
Ace
are the
spades, whiskey.
They played it at the fucking horrible Bruins game I was at last night. The Ace of Spades. The Ace of- I have this cold, if you guys can tell. I sound better than he does right now.
Terrible.
The only songs I like by them are the fucking two Triple H songs for wrestling that he did.
Here's how overrated Motorhead is. Anytime Metallica covers them, they do a 10,000 time better job than Motorhead. Go listen to Overkill by Metallica. It's 100,000 times better than Motorhead's version.
Motorhead is the Bob Dylan of fucking music because of hard rock, heavy metal music. Everybody does their songs better.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shouted Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus meal plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
So,
which again is a perfect segue into my number 8.
Go ahead.
Bob Dylan.
I had him on my list. I took him off.
I get it. I get it. Again. Innovative, legend, songwriter, impact, a generational icon. The guy is unlistenable. I don't understand you people. Stop trying to pretend to be cool. Oh, guys, you got to put on Harvest Moon. That album's incredible.
Oh.
No, it's not. It's not.
Rainy Day Woman. Oh, the fucking
blood on the tracks. Oh, it's so iconic.
Every Bob Dylan song is done better by anybody other than Bob Dylan.
You know what's funny? I'm laughing about this episode. I can't wait for people to be like, you guys do a Kiss podcast. You say Dylan's overrated. I love it.
There's a song by the Dixie Chicks. They do it live in their concerts. It's called Mississippi. And okay. I'm always like, I fucking love that song. I have all their albums. Where the fuck is it? Yeah. I finally looked it up. I'm like, that's a Bob Dylan song. Like, the fucking lyrics are fantastic. They knock it out of the park, and she can fucking sing it. Yeah. Like nobody's business. I know everybody like everybody fucking hates her as being like this militant woman, but I think she's got a beautiful voice.
Cool.
And I love the Dixie Chick sisters. They're gonna be in my dream later on tonight, the duo.
Good for you. Okay.
And she knocks it out of the park. I haven't heard the Bob Dylan version. I'm like, how the fuck does Bob Dylan sing this song? Her voice is hitting fucking levels that are off the charts. How the fuck does he do it? Anyways, yeah, not good. All right. Number seven for me is somebody I can't stand. Oh. I cannot believe this person has sold this many records.
Go ahead.
I fucking hate him.
Uh-oh.
And he's got one song that I like, and it's only because he's not singing, and that is Santana. How the fuck does that fucking guy have that many albums? Who bought these albums?
Oye, como va?
I fucking hate him. You ever hear him shit on Kiss and other bands?
Yes.
Yep. He's one of those people.
Yeah. Now, I will say, Davey Lopes. I will say I like his guitar playing. I'm not a big fan.
Fucking deal. Yeah. Fuck yourself, you little fucking shitbag.
He's getting aggressive now.
Fuck Santana. Fuck him.
What about Tito Santana?
People want to say that they like Santana music.
Oh, there's a lot of people on my list. I've never
heard him. Let's put on Santana.
Yep.
Never heard that. Ever.
There's a lot of
you gotta say I like Santana. Why? He sucks.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, the majority of my list is that.
That's my number seven.
Okay. Number seven. This falls under the category of a band I like. I own many albums. But I'm gonna piss off one of our best friends because I know it's his all-time favorite band. Murph, I want you to brace yourself. You turn the volume down. I'm sorry, but U2 is overrated. I'm sorry. I like their really, really early stuff. I think Achtung Baby is a borderline perfect record. Joshua Tree is good. They just kept putting out stuff, and Bono is obnoxious and tiring. They're good. I like U2. When you listen to people talk about music now, you're like, oh yeah, there's only a few bands these days that could sell out stadiums, you know, Metallica and U2, and be like, okay, I get it, but no.
Yeah, U2 for me, their earlier stuff was better. Yeah. Then they started getting really, like, I think fucking it went to their heads. Like
they got pompous. They got kind of,
fucking tours, the whole thing with Apple,
the Apple thing,
fucking video screens and all the shit they do in there. Like their albums get all Zootopia shit, whatever the fuck that is.
Zootopia.
Is that the fucking cartoon movie?
That's the kids movie. It's about Zooropa. Zootopia. That's awesome.
Whatever the fuck it's called. Like, they started getting, like, way too...
Bono. I'm so edgy.
Yeah, I'm going to save Africa for George Bush.
Hey, just make a... You could save Africa by making a good record, okay? Do that.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Go ahead.
AIDS. all right. You too. I see it.
Wait a minute, you're getting a burning sensation when you urinate?
No, five is shooting on my dick. All right, number six for me. I liked two songs by them.
Okay.
And that's Dire Straits. How the fuck do they sell some big albums?
Okay.
They're a huge Mark Knopfler. Oh, I got a headband on. Oh, okay, fucking Cliff Robinson.
Okay, Bjorn Borg with your headband.
Yeah. Like, I like Money for Nothing, great riff, Walk of Life, but the rest of that album, I had it when I was younger, sucked. Fucking I think the reason Sultans, of Sultan or Squad, whatever the fuck.
That does have an absolutely incredible guitar solo in it. Mark Knopfler's good.
Blow me for that.
But I think they got shot out of a cannon with the Money for Nothing video, the Sting performing on that song. But
they were big before they got that.
They were.
That song, yeah, I'll give them credit. But, like, Dire Straits sold that many albums? Are you fucking kidding me?
But they also, I'm not defending Dire Straits, but they sold albums back when one song would sell a record.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's my point. Like, they fucking huge over nothing.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Huge over nothing in your chicks for free.
Exactly. Okay, here's another big one. We actually talked about this via text, because even before you brought it up, I was like, this guy's absolutely positively going on my list. This is a guy that I don't like. Well, maybe like two songs. Okay. He just annoys me. And I think the fact that he's so popular annoys me too. That he sells out stadiums, plays for fucking 4 hours. Oh, the boss, Bruce Springsteen's freaking, I love the guy's incredible.
Yeah, I have him on my list. I'm going to scratch him off. I'll put somebody else just so he's different. Yeah, he is. The way they talk about, did you see his concert? And fucking, he did 4 hours set. Are they the same songs? Like, who cares?
Okay, here's the thing. I understand his band is phenomenal, puts on a good show, but his voice is average at best. He's got no discernible, like, musical skill.
The working man.
But which is a big fucking foot. Like, it's not like he's like this like incredible like lead guitarist. It's like he's a guy up there. He does his thing. He pretends to be the working
man. Yeah, you want to be the best fucking musician for the working man? Go listen to Merle Haggard. Fuck Bruce Springsteen.
Plus, for me, the working man shit. I fucking wave the flag for John Cougar. That guy's fucking 10,000 times better than Bruce Springsteen. So
catch your songs. Although Born in the USA has some great songs on it, but other than
it does. But yeah, I don't get it.
The river.
I wrote the song after 9/11. It's so great. Okay.
The streets of Philadelphia. Garth Brooks, The River's better. Ooh. All right. Number five for me. I'm trying to understand why it's so big. I don't get it. And that's in hip hop, and that's Jay-Z.
Ooh, I like that call.
I don't get it.
It's funny. It's funny because
whatever the fuck he does.
It's funny because my son and I, my son's a huge hip hop fan, and he's like, Jay-Z's okay, but there was a list that came out not long ago where Jay-Z was
up top.
He was voted number one of all time. I'm like, are you
songs I don't know about?
Are you people insane right now? That's a great call on your part to put Jay-Z.
Jay-Z. Fuck that.
H to the Izzo, V to the Izze. No. That's a great call. It's a good call. All right, let's keep going. All right, here's a band. This is such a critic. Rolling Stone, like edgy, like, you guys got to listen to this album. So good. Radiohead. No.
Yes.
Critics love Radiohead.
I know Creep, and that's it.
I owned whatever. What is it? The Benz or whatever it was, but it had high and dry. Just again, the level of adoration they get in proportion to the quality of their music. I don't get it. And you ask anybody, OK Computer, my God, the album's incredible. I'm sorry.
We listen to the same album?
Yep. Don't get it. Nope.
Yeah, no. Radiohead and go fuck themselves. Creep is the best Creep version is Stone Temple Pilots.
And it comes off the album entitled Pablo Honey.
Come
to Florida.
We miss you.
Who the hell is this?
Keep yourself clean.
Washing your ass, Pablo. Please.
If I find out who this is,
come to Florida.
You bastard. Number four. I'm going to give some love to the ladies.
Ooh.
After Umbrella, what the fuck has Rihanna done to be like a top 10 of all time or something? Whatever the fuck she is. Okay, she's good looking. Are people in pop music so superficial? This woman's hot.
Yes.
And because I hate to say it, you know, it's hip hop and urban and all that other stuff. We can't put it down. So yep. It's got to be way overrated.
That's actually not a bad call. I think I like her voice. I think she has a strong voice.
Okay, decent.
But I think
fuck has she done?
I think she's so pop culture, tabloid, like all this stuff that again, you're right. The level of adoration is not proportionate to her what her music. I think that's fair. All right. I got four left here, and these are not going to make anyone happy. And this next one is going to make you, my partner, very unhappy.
That's all right.
I love this band. I'm on record. I've owned everything they've ever put out. No, close. I've owned everything they've ever put out. Okay. So let me just be clear. I like this band a lot. But if Kurt Cobain was alive right now, people would not be talking about Nirvana the way they talk about him. I understand the impact of Smells Like Teen Spirit, the changing of the guard with the musical template in the landscape. I get it. But I think Nirvana gets a little, people lose their minds talking about Nirvana. I love them. I love Nirvana.
No, but here's the thing. Some people, critics that don't fucking love to pat themselves on the back by saying Nirvana all the time for, you know, best in the 90s, best era, top of all time and all that stuff. Great. Yep. Wonderful. I just have, you know, it's a nostalgia act for me.
Sure. Yeah.
So it was like Kiss. And maybe if we grew up in the 90s, Kiss wouldn't be as big to us.
Right.
But we grew up.
Right.
I mean, college wise, it was Nirvana and all them. So for me, I love them, but they also.
I do too.
So much backlash. They are the poster child of what people hate about the 90s. Alternative, grunge, you name it. People fucking do not take that anger out on Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, or anybody else. They take it out on him and Nirvana more than anybody. So as much as I get your point, because, they make it almost like you want to hate them because the critics give them so much
love. They want Kurt Cobain to be like Dylan, or he's the John Lennon of a generation. It's like, no, I'm sorry. He was, again, well, I love Nirvana. I have all this stuff, but it's like, okay, to me personally, I think Soundgarden's better. I think Chris Cornell's better. I think Layne Staley and Alice in Chains are better. I that's just me. I think Kurt Cobain coming out, I think Nevermind and Smells Like Teen Spirit, and then him killing himself, just put them into this level that, you know, they just become overrated.
I think Unplugged helped them.
Huge. Yeah, I agree.
Because it took their songs that everybody heard, all the fuzz and all the feedback and all that shit. And then underneath it are these beautiful songs. Agreed. With a melody and a catchy hook.
Yep.
Difference is, though, Kurt Cobain captured what is now very prevalent of millennials and all that stuff, and kind of Gen X a little too. And that is, he described what kids are these days that we bitch about.
Yep.
A whole generation of people that weren't defined or explained other than through his music. Yep. When he started talking about things that piss him off, or depression or anxiety or misery and loneliness and suicide shit. We're filled with that shit now. Now, I don't know if he was describing what he saw, or he brought it to the masses, or the masses gave it to him and he became their voice. But more than anybody, he spoke to that. More than fucking Pearl Jam's lyrics, Alice in Chains. Alice in Chains was more, you know, they really hit hard with the drugs and stuff, but they weren't talking about the angst and the anxiety and the depression, the teenagers. You just put it all together. You think of that fucking Columbine Kids and all that shit. And you put his music and his lyrics are the soundtrack to that shit. Just as Bob Dylan was for that anti-war and fucking 60s fucking left mentality that grew out of the 60s. I can see why they're there. A lot of people think they're overrated.
Yeah.
I can tell you everybody on that fucking dork cruise right now will tell you that.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Fucking Dangerous Toys doing a fucking acoustic set.
Oh, can't miss Jeff Soto, Scott fucking Smith, Kulik fucking Lane set list. Oh, couldn't miss it. Yeah, I did. You know, okay.
You didn't miss the you missed the set from Crazy Licks? Come on, what are you talking about? Fucking guys are incredible.
Oh, Vane just did an acoustic set on the fucking toilet in the fucking on the back deck.
Yeah, that was after he finished working the ice cream bar at the buffet, I think. I'm not gonna lie, I like that Vane album. Thanks, BB.
Brutal.
Or BC, maybe. I don't wanna
All right, number three. Here you go, Tom. Mariah Carey. The best song she ever did was a fucking cover song of a Michael Jackson, Jackson 5. After that, oh, and the Christmas song. After that, you tell me what the fuck song you're like, oh, I got to listen to this Mariah Carey song.
Yeah, she's a pop princess, though. I mean, she's, oh, I'm not going to,
her vocal her voice
is, her voice is gorgeous. I'm not going to, yeah.
Okay, put it to a good song. It's music in the end.
I get it.
In the end, it's music. So if you can't give me a good song and your voice can do all sorts of crazy things, you're fucking Yngwie to me. And don't get me wrong, I think Yngwie has way better songs than Mariah Carey does.
Oh, jeez. Wow. Okay. All right, here comes my list where I'm going to piss off a huge group of people and I don't really care. Although I don't know if I'm wondering if our listeners even listen to these bands. But okay, so number three on my list. I get it. It's a cult. It's a community. It's an icon. It's a generational experience. Blah, 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 blah. The Grateful Dead. I'm sorry. It's I know it's more about the community and the experience. I get it. But music wise, I know Grateful Dead songs. I know all these songs. I know all these bands. I'm not just throwing names up against the wall. Musically, no. Nope. You're not gonna Jerry Garcia. Oh, okay, great, great. You got ice cream named after him by a bunch of fucking psychos from Vermont. What the hell? Great. I don't care. No good.
Yeah, the Grateful Dead. Horrendous music. You have two drummers in your band, and you don't need drums to have your to listen to your music. So I never understood them. Touch of Grey. Okay, it's a like folksy song. That's what makes them big. Before that, I mean, the only song they have good is a fucking song made good when Dwight Yoakam and fucking Tesla covered it. Trucking.
Not for me.
Yeah, they were on my list, Tom. I'm taking every time you name somebody, I'm taking them off. I'm adding somebody else just will have a variety.
Okay. So,
them and Springsteen were on the top of my list, but they're gone.
Nice.
All right. I'll change my number one. It was going to be number two, but I'll make them number one.
Okay.
Number two, Korn. Huh? What the fuck is that?
Okay.
Guy with a little Prince Pimp mustache.
I like
dork, Korn. Dork outfits.
I know.
Another
I like
one, Korn. The image and people. Oh, yeah, we're crazy.
That's what it is.
It's metal. Oh, yeah, we're fucking weird. Oh, fucking music sucks.
I get it. I think, I mean, we're now approaching the level of we're sounding like the get off my lawn type people here.
Why? But there are bands from that era I'll dig.
No, I know. I don't mind Korn. They're okay, but I get it. The image associated,
like the biggest hard rock band for a while.
Yeah,
how and why?
Yeah, I mean the kids at Hot Topic love Korn, so that's okay, good for them. But yeah,
this little Prince pencil mustache, dork lead singer.
Oh, I'm so upset. My daddy hates me. Oh, I gotta put on Korn. Feel better.
Okay, Korn. Good. Yeah.
Korn.
My Korn.
I spell it with a K.
Me.
Oh.
Okay, restrained.
Oh, the Y. Spell my name wrong. I'm fucking crazy. We love you, Tony.
We do. Go ahead.
All right, number two. Another generational legendary iconic band. I love the guitar work in this band.
Yeah, we
go. But I can't put on a record and listen to it start to finish unless I'm ready for a nap. I get it. Impact, another drug band that people love. I'm sorry, Pink Floyd. Can't do it. Sorry.
Overrated, I would say 100%. I get it.
Okay.
I think some of their stuff is really good.
I think David Gilmour is amazing as a guitar. I love him. There
are certain songs.
Yes. Yes.
Honestly, for me, maybe I got to listen to it more. I'd be okay picking 10 songs and making the greatest hits out of Pink Floyd, and I'd be done.
I think you're right. Yep. Yep. Right? Like Dark Side of the Moon, that album is like borderline unlistenable unless you are stoned to shit. I'm sorry.
You have to be in a mood to play
it. Yeah, totally.
Brain Damage is one of my favorite songs of all time.
It's good. And like I said at the very beginning, I don't hate these bands. I just think that, you know, well, except for Springsteen, I kind of hate
The amount of albums Pink Floyd has sold.
Oh, my God. Yeah, exactly. All right. Yeah. Number one, Sing It, Sister.
All right. Speaking of that, you almost fucking gave it away.
Uh-oh.
How the fuck is Beyonce the most untouchable artist of all time? How many TV shows, how many movies does everybody make it sound like she's the most untouchable artist of all time? Oh my God, you got the fucking queen of like Beyonce. Oh my God, Okay, she's good looking.
Okay. She's hot.
Okay, all right, great. They're a lot hotter. Okay. She can sing pretty good. Okay. Not the greatest, but she can sing well. She's a likable person. She is.
She was married to somebody else on your overrated list, Jay-Z.
Just the amount of like,
I don't get it.
Over
I agree.
The top, like, she's untouchable.
I agree.
You can't talk about this shit. It almost gets like Aretha like level, but Aretha Franklin, at least go listen to her voice.
It's an interesting pick because you're right. It's in that same category of like that Rihanna, like the pop star. Let's not even get into the whole race or sex or anything like that.
I don't give a fuck what you say. I'm the liberal here on this.
I agree with you. It does.
I am telling you, it has a lot to do with it.
It does.
Untouchable. You cannot say one negative thing about her.
And you're right. I don't understand. Look, here's a fucking cutting edge friggin' analysis. She was better in Destiny's Child. Fucking that band had more hits. I don't know. If you asked me to name five Beyonce songs. Now, I like pop music. I listen to pop music. I'm not like some old man that just listens to Kiss and Zeppelin. But every time she puts out an album, oh my God, fucking double platinum, triple platinum. It's like, who's buying this? Why? I don't get it.
When she's singing this, it's about him having an affair and this and that. Dude, she ain't writing any lyrics. What are you talking about? It ain't her writing these lyrics. What the fuck you talking about?
All right. Now comes the time where people hit the unsubscribe button on Shout It Out Loudcast.
Okay.
I'm just going to reiterate this one more time as I present my number. I think Zeus knows too. Okay. I respect this band. I appreciate their impact. I appreciate their effect on the culture of America in music. But if you say you don't love this band, it's considered a hate crime. Okay? If you don't like this band, it's like borderline offensive to people.
What are you talking about?
And I'm sorry, the Beatles are overrated. I'm sorry. And I say that because if you don't like, it's almost like that. And I hate to even bring up like Sonny Poony into our episode here, but it's almost like when you talk about The Godfather. What do you mean? How do you not like The Godfather? It's the freaking greatest movie ever made. It's like if you don't like the Beatles or if you don't love the Beatles, it's like, well, how are you a music fan? Very easy, because I've listened to the Beatles. And again, I appreciate them as an icon. But I'm talking about the music, the recordings. Some of it's good. Some of it I like. Some of it I like a lot. But the fact that you can't have a discussion about the Beatles other than pure love,
there's a lot of shit on those albums.
Yep. You're right. And you know better than me. You know better than me, probably.
There's a lot of shit in those albums.
Yep.
There's a lot of brilliance in there. There's a lot of innovative stuff, first of its kind, things like that.
Yep.
I agree. Okay, great.
And I give him credit for all that. Yes.
Great. Put up the top 20 Beatles songs. Put up the top 20 Rolling Stones songs. Rolling Stones beat them all. every fucking day.
I'm so glad you said that, because there is no planet where the Beatles are better than the Rolling Stones.
The top 20 Stones, the top 20 Beatles.
Easily. And easily.
Tell me which one you want to play. You want to go psychedelic and fucking that kind of shit? I would play Sympathy for the Devil before I play fucking, I don't know, whatever the fuck the Beatles have. Helter Skelter or something. You want to play rock? Come on, dude.
The Beatles.
Start me up. Fucking, it's only rock and roll. Fucking, you can go down the list. They have way better rocking songs.
I totally agree.
I mean, Beatles got Revolution and a few other good rocking songs. If you're alone and you want to crank something in the car, you're cranking the fucking Stones before you're cranking the Beatles.
Go show me a Beatles song that can approach
the level.
Go show me a Beatles song that can approach the ballsy level of Can't You Hear Me Knocking by the Stones. I mean, give me a break. The fucking riff on that. The Stones, it's almost to the point now where I know people are going to love this. It's almost to this point now where the Stones have become like underrated.
Yeah.
Because people talk about all the Who almost made my list, by the way. Sorry, they didn't.
Oh, the Who's fucking incredible.
That's okay. All right, so that's our 10. Zeus, any honorable mentions you want to throw in, one or two maybe?
Maybe Aretha.
Yeah, for me, overrated for me, it was tough because I went with the heavy hitters. I mean, maybe on a mid-level, I would say, I think History, generally speaking, has been way too kind to a band like Poison. I think Poison's just a terrible band. I know that they had hits, radio hits, and they were like a high school thing in MTV. But
see, I can't call them overrated because I think most people think they suck.
I think maybe.
There's a cruise in the ocean that doesn't, but other than that, you know, and half of them listen to this show, so it's hard to fucking complain. Well, but they wouldn't think that they were. And Poison is what it is. It's a fun band for fucking people that don't
get it.
Take life
I get it. But
serious.
Maybe. But you're right. I'm glad I came right out and just self admitted that probably my top four bands of all time would be on people's overrated lists. And I get it.
I mean,
it's okay.
No offense. Rush would have probably made it to one of mine. And just because
no offense
I don't
taken.
Get it.
Yeah, no offense taken.
I get the fucking musicianship, but
yeah, interesting. I can't wait for the hate mail on this one, people.
Yeah. So, till next time, peace out, Girl Scout.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.